Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 21st. Happy Saturday. I hope you're having a wonderful day. We're starting a new book today, Leviticus chapter 1. Now, the book of Leviticus was written by Moses. It has 27 chapters, and the theme is that God is holy and forgiving, and he instructs his people how to worship properly. Some of the stories in Leviticus include rules for worship and cleanliness, food and conduct, and Aaron becomes the high priest, and God sets specific holidays for his people. I'm reading that from this little set of I don't know what you would call this. It's a ring that has all the different books of the Bible on it with little tidbits about them. So we'll look forward to reading about some of the rules for worship and also Aaron becoming the high priest. As I mentioned on Thursday, we're only reading specific sections of Leviticus. So we'll read chapter 1 today and then tomorrow we'll skip over to chapter 8. The title of this section says, The Burnt Offering. The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said, Speak to the Israelites and say to them, When anyone among you brings an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock. If the offering is a burnt offering from the herd, you are to offer a male without defect. You must present it at the entrance to the tent of meeting so that it will be acceptable to the Lord. You are to lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering and it will be accepted on your behalf to make atonement for you. You are to slaughter the young bull before the Lord and then Aaron's sons, the priest, shall bring the blood and splash it against the sides of the altar at the entrance to the tent of meeting. You are to skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The sons of Aaron, the priest, are to put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. Then Aaron's sons, the priest, shall arrange the pieces, including the head and its fat, on the wood that is burning on the altar. You are to wash the internal organs and the legs with water, and the priest is to burn all of it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. If the offering is a burnt offering from the flock, from either the sheep or the goats, you are to offer a male without defect. You are to slaughter it at the north side of the altar before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall splash its blood against the sides of the altar. You are to cut it into pieces, and the priest shall arrange them, including the head and the fat, on the wood that is burning on the altar. You are to wash the internal organs and the legs with water, and the priest is to bring all of them and burn them on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. If the offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, you are to offer a dove or a young pigeon. The priest shall bring it to the altar, wring off the head and burn it on the altar. Its blood shall be drained out on the side of the altar. He is to remove the crop and the feathers and throw them down east of the altar where the ashes are. He shall tear it open by the wings, not dividing it completely, and then the priest shall burn it on the wood that is burning on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. In this passage, it's just a reminder to us that Moses is instructing the people on how appropriate sacrifice is to happen in this new tabernacle. The thing that stuck out to me was it's in several verses, but in verse 10, it says, You are to offer a male without defect. This is a reminder for us today that when we bring our offerings to the Lord, that we should bring our best because of our gratitude for what God has done for us, especially in Christ our Lord, who has made a way for us to have a relationship with him and who has paid the price and the penalty for our sins. Let's move on now to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 145. Let me see if I can move over here in my phone. This is a psalm of praise of David. I will exalt you, my God and King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. As I read this psalm, I was reminded of the importance of us hearing the stories of those who have gone before us. Listen to verse 4 again. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on all your wonderful works. That makes me think of the Bible and us learning the stories of Exodus and how God faithfully delivered the people. But also it makes me think about people throughout history who have followed Christ, who are examples of his faithfulness and faithful response to his call. One of those people is Lottie Moon. Recently, Eleanor Grace in her classroom had to do a wax museum, and she chose Lottie Moon at the abundant coaxing of her parents. And as we learned about Lottie Moon, she was kind of like the patron missionary woman of Baptist. She was one of the first women missionaries to go overseas, and she went to China. And her story is amazing. She would write back to the United States, to the women here, and encourage them to take up an offering for missions. And today, the Lottie Moon Christmas offering to date has raised something like $4.8 billion to help spread the gospel around the world. Well, my point is that as we were learning about Lottie Moon, we just saw time and again the Lord's faithfulness as she commended his works to us. One quote sticks out to me. Miss Moon said, "As I wander from village to village, I feel it is no idle fancy that the Master walks beside me, and I hear his voice saying gently, 'I am with you always, even unto the end.'" God was with Lottie, and he is with us. Another thing I want to commend to you is that if you don't know this, we have Dr. Catherine Allen in our church, and she wrote a book about Lottie. It's called The New Lottie Moon Story. I believe that's the title. And we have a copy in our church library that you might want to pick up. Let's move over to the reading in the New Testament. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I'll be reading through verse 11. this section is talking about spiritual gifts. Now, about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, "Jesus be cursed." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of that same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He has determined. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word today. Here in 1 Corinthians, I'm reminded that the Spirit gives gifts for the common good. We are given gifts so that we can build up the body. Remember, this is a section about the gatherings of the church, and Paul is trying to instruct them on ways that they can be unified. And so he's just encouraging them and us that when God gifts us, that we should use that for the work of His kingdom. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for this day. It is my hope that my brothers and sisters are able to rest some today, be rejuvenated in you, experience the joy of your presence with them. Many of my brothers and sisters are in times that are tumultuous or just overly busy. I pray, Lord, in this season that we would carve out time to be with you and that you would pursue us relentlessly. Remind us of the words of life that you are with us to the very end. Thank you, Lord, for the testimonies of those who have gone before us. Thank you for the reminders of your faithful love. Please bless my brothers and sisters with many gifts and help us to stay humble in whatever gift you give us. Thank you, Lord, for our churches. Please, God, continue to build them up so that we might spread the good news about Jesus Christ further. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.